When Studio 7 arrived at Devonia Farm near Juru Growth Point, popularly known as Squabora in Goromonzi District, several army and police officers, including members of the Secret Service, had sealed off the farm. The evicted farmer, only identified as Hunter, was also seen loading his farming equipment with the help of his former laborers into lorries that were waiting. Some of the tractors were driven to unidentified locations in Harare. The security details also barred Studio 7 from talking to anyone at Devonia Farm, where the farmer was growing seed maize and wheat, one of Hunter's neighbors in the farming community who refused to be identified, told Studio 7 that the evicted farmer was phoned by a senior member of the military last week, advising him that Bona Mugabe would be moving into his property.
We had a message from Colonel Temba Nkatazo to say that Bono, which is his newly married daughter, wants a farm, and it's going to be one of three farms in Enterprise. And then on Thursday last week, another five drove, and Friday we got a call to say, you must get off the farm.
Hunter's former workers were also complaining that they now do not know what their future holds following the eviction of their employer and Bona Mugabe's takeover of the farm. The grabbing of Devonia Farm by Bona today comes at a time when a new wave of invasions is being reported in the countryside, especially in the Matabeleland region. Her takeover of the property means that the Mugabe family now has several farms after the president and his wife Grace allegedly displaced several people in Mazowe District when they took over some properties. On the contrary, President Mugabe recently called for a moratorium on farm invasions. The opposition movement for democratic change is on record saying most of the farms that were acquired under the land reform program were parceled out to mainly ZANU-PF members, especially the top brass. Studio 7 failed to get a comment from Bona, while Lands and Rural Resettlement Minister Douglas Mombeshora said he was not aware of what was going on at Devonia Farm. Meanwhile, Commercial Farmers Union President Charles Tufts criticized the new wave of farm invasions and land grabs, saying they violated people's rights to property as enshrined in the Constitution.
The problem that we have now is that the country is quite literally on its knees economically, and we are desperate to attract foreign investment. And there is no one that is going to look at Zimbabwe as an investment choice when property rights are totally ignored.
Tufts called for a change of government policy on land, saying the land grabs and invasions were having a ripple effect on the country's economic growth potential.
Well, it's all about policy, isn't it? And we need to, as a country, have a narrative and policy change so that we can re-engage with the greater community. Because if we don't, we're going to continue to spiral down into abject poverty.
Some economists blame the country's poor economic performance on the land reforms that were embarked on by the ZANU-PF government in 2000. The agrarian reforms displaced thousands of white commercial farmers and their workers, while most of the new settlers did not have the expertise and resources to produce effectively. Reporting for Studio 7 from Goromonzi District, Mashonaland East Province, this is Thomas Chiripasi.